Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Welcome back to the channel once again. So in this video, I'm talking about the resignation of Jacinda Ardern. I hope I pronounce her surname correctly. She's the only person I've ever heard of with that name, Ardern. Anyway, so the Prime Minister of New Zealand announced yesterday that she is stepping down from her post after about 5.5 years on post. So she's 42 years old. And so she's the third woman to have been Prime Minister of New Zealand. It was it Jenny Shipley? Was it Helen Clark? And she's the youngest woman to be Prime Minister, I think, anywhere in the world. Was it 37 at the time? But that Sanna Marin, that Prime Minister of Finland, I think is slightly younger. Jacinda Ardern, I think, is also the second ever Prime Minister to parturate whilst in office. So she's born in, obviously, in New Zealand, Morrinsville, born in Hamilton, grew up in Morrinsville. She's got a British ancestry. So she was raised in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, commonly called the Morgans. Not the Morgans, sorry, the Mormons. But she drifted away from them as a teenager, disagreeing with their views on homosexuality. And she joined the New Zealand Labour Party, was politically active from a very young age. So she went to the University of Waikato in New Zealand. I never heard of it. A bachelor degree in communication studies, which I think is like speaking and writing and things like that. Anyway, later she was in London, and she was a senior policy advisor in the Cabinet Office. But wait a second, how can you be so senior? Like, how can you give advice to these people? What do you know? You study policy, you study sort of whatever communication, from it, not actually even studied politics. I mean, I don't really understand all these things. It was when Tony Blair's Labour government was in office. She disagreed about the liberation of Iraq. She'd rather remain under a genocidal tyranny and not be sure whether they had weapons of mass destruction or not, and things like that. Anyway, so she was a part of the International Union of Socialist Youth, and she became president thereof, things like that. So she's very widely travelled. I don't think she speaks any other language, though. So she's the baby of the house in the New Zealand Parliament as the youngest MP. So she was elected about the age of 29. She has a long-term partner called Clark, this man. They're not actually married. They've got a daughter. And then she became leader of the Labour Party. She was deputy leader and so on. They were in opposition. And eventually she won an election, 2017 election. She had some difficult situations to deal with when some anti-Muslim bigot went to a mosque and shot dead loads of people. She formed a coalition with New Zealand First, led by this bloke called Winston Peters, who's been in charge of it about 30 years. He's a Maori, but I thought it's sort of an anti-immigration party, though it could be, so not very PC. Anyway, so there's a time when both the Prime Minister and the Governor-General were women, the Governor-General being Patsy Reddy. So, of course, because New Zealand's a Commonwealth realm, the Queen, now the King, Charles III, is their head of state. But obviously the King can't be there most of the time, visits but occasionally, and the Governor-General represents him. The Governor-General's always a New Zealander these days. And in the early days, was a Briton. So a very distinguished person, held that office for a few years, is not actually elected. So what else? She's trying to reduce poverty in New Zealand, but New Zealand's actually quite a rich country, increasing parental leave, as in it could be paternal, could be maternal, things like that, trying to boost growth. Anyway, so she sometimes worn a Maori feather cloak and so on. Is that not cultural appropriation? She's very PC. She's an outspoken feminist, but there was an accusation of sexual assault against somebody who worked for the New Zealand Labour Party. People say that she mishandled that one. I don't know. So anyway, there was she's taken cannabis, as she said, and there's talk about legalizing cannabis in New Zealand, which is kind of strange considering she's criminalizing people for doing what they want to their own bodies, as in smoking cigarettes. So they're gradually raising the smoking age from 19 to 20 to 21. And certain people, I think those born in 2009 or after, will never be allowed tobacco. So that's quite shocking, usurpation of personal liberty. So trying to force people to be healthy like that. People don't necessarily want to live a long time. So she's managed relations with cordiality when it comes to Australia and other Commonwealth countries. Obviously, she was not a fan of Trump. She was interviewed on some US talk shows when she visited the United States and refused to be drawn on this, didn't want to say offensive things like that. Remember 2019, remember that gun attack in Phillip Town Community Centre, when a lot of Muslims in New Zealand were murdered 51 people shot dead, the biggest massacre in New Zealand's history, there in Christchurch. So, and the kind of thing that Trump's rhetoric would inspire, though she didn't actually speak out about it. But anyway, she was effective at comforting some of the bereaved. So the New Zealand Parliament passed a law that outlawed many semi-automatic weapons and rifles and things like that. Surprised they hadn't done so together. So, but we'll see if this kind of massacre occurs. I don't think so. But she handled coronavirus very well. There was an early lockdown, kind of a severe lockdown, but for not that long. And then they had 27 coronavirus deaths per capita, one of the lowest in the world. So she had sky high ratings personally, instead of the Labour Party winning that 2020 election, really by a very handsome majority. So anyway, she wants the government to be carbon neutral in 2025. It's not quite happened. So I mean, we thought she's personally an anti-monarchist, but they've not tried to push ahead with this. They're very effective with their vaccinations and things like that. Some people think it was perhaps too severe, their lockdowns. Was it too much of an abridgment of personal autonomy? You couldn't travel around the country or go to Australia, something like that. Usually there's a common travel area. Australians have the right to go and live and work in New Zealand, and New Zealand returns the compliment. But anyway, despite this complementarity, they weren't allowed to travel back and forth across the Thames and sea for a while during coronavirus. Anyway, she sometimes clashed with the Chinese government about various things. Anyway, she's spoken up for Palestinian freedom as well, which she deserves applause. She's been to the US and met Joe Biden and things like that. So, I mean, there haven't really been any disasters under her, but she just said she's got no more of the tank. She's just weary having done this for 5.5 years, a fairly long time, and just going to go to try and stand aside. I don't think she's transformed. She's transformed New Zealand, but things have sort of slowly got better. Will she go down in history? I think she'll be remembered fairly fondly. I mean, I disagree with her on many things. She may be right about the environment. So she says that people should have to study the Maori language in school, despite that being spoken by about 5% of the population and nobody else speaking it. I mean, I'm obviously not against people learning the Maori language, but I just say they'd be compulsory. Obviously not a decision for me. I've never even been to New Zealand, despite owning a New Zealand rugger shirt. But she was lionized by much of the media. People talk about the Jacinda effect, Jacinda mania. And she was seen as really the polar opposite of Donald Trump. Anyway, Meghan Markle is an outspoken fan. I remember Angela Rayner, a well-known British Labour Party politician. She is someone who is a great admirer of Jacinda Ardern as well. To me, she seemed like an overgrown university women's officer. Not quite my cup of char. Goodbye.